Working with wood. Wood is one of the greatest materials to work with. There are soft woods and hard woods, and they all have their own beauty when you are working with them. When I saw through a piece of freshly cut pine, the smell of it just sends me right to heaven. The same goes even for pine needles. I used to chew ponderosa pine pitch, which is the sap that oozes out of the tree and dries on the outside of the bark. If you get a fresh piece of pitch, it is like syrup. It will stick to you and you won't be able to get it off your hands. But sometimes it hardens like old honey, and you can chew this, and the flavor of pine pitch will make you crazy in a good way. Pine, being a softer wood, is easier to work with and is readily available. When I was young, I did a lot of things with pine, but then I started falling in love with Douglas fir, vertical grain Douglas fir. When you varnish a piece of Douglas fir, it has a depth of beauty that is just phenomenal. And then, when you put two pieces of wood together, you start realizing there are so many possibilities, and you learn some tricks along the way. And then there's Gunter, a German carpenter who didn't use electric tools at all. He would just come up to the house with a set of hand tools in a beautiful wooden box with a handle, which he'd carry around. And Gunter, I'd watch this man, did little detail work on Douglas fir. He would put these two pieces of wood together, and then he'd rub his old battered thumbs against the seam, and the seam would disappear. It was like a magic act. The pieces fit so perfectly. Gunter was a real carpenter.